This is The Guardian. I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land. And this is the full story. The Australian music industry is in crisis. But it wasn't always that way. In the early 90s, there was a healthy number of Aussie artists making it onto the Australian charts. And festivals like Big Day Out dominated the scene.
Good motion. You up in the tree, that's good motion in the tree. We've never seen that before.
Big Day Out, that's what it's all about. Magic. You know, you can feel it in the air, can't you? Love.
In the early 2000s.
The winner of Australian Idol 2003 is...
The explosion of Australian Idol saw another boom in the charts.
Guy Sebastian.
But that's changed. Last year, only 5 Australian artists made ARIA's top 100 singles. And in 2023, it was just 3. So what's happened?
People don't listen to radio the way they used to. Music magazines barely exist in this country. Music blogs, I don't think they do. So everyone gets their new music now from streaming. And Australian artists just aren't being heard on streaming at the moment.
It's like, how do you find out about the band down your street? The way you used to be able to find out is you went to the venue down your street and then you would hear the bands, you know, all the kids from high school bands that are around you. That sort of has been cut.
Today, culture editor Steph Harmon and data journalist Josh Nicholas on whether Australian music is at risk of extinction. It's Monday, the 15th of June.